You're listening to SBS News.
These are the classical sounds of the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, together with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. The choir is regarded as the foremost interpreter of Arvo Pärt's choral music. He is the longest living composer in the world and resides in his native Estonia. He is among the most distinctive composers of contemporary music. Anna Detona is a singer in the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. When she works with Pärt's music, she feels deeply inspired.
This is why I like his music so much. Me, personally, it touches very deeply, and it has something very sincere. This special light in it, I have to say, like this pureness. And then you sing it, and then everything blends. I mean, the instruments and the choir.
A new year brings new tours, and for the first time in two decades, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, together with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, will perform as one, as part of a national tour of Australia. Lisa Palandi is a violinist and works with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. She says the opportunity of being able to collaborate with one of the best-known Estonian music ensembles in the world has made her want to reconnect with her own Estonian heritage.
Although I'm kind of a failed Estonian, I don't really speak very much Estonian. I, and anyone that knows anything about Estonia, knows about their great cultural history of choirs and how important choral music is to Estonian culture. So I'm so excited to have them here and experience it firsthand. And some of them are actually kind of 20 centimetres behind me, so it's great to be up so close and personal with them.
Estonia is known for its rich musical history, especially classical. The nation sang its way out of the Soviet Union. It was known as the Singing Revolution, where crowds of people protested for independence for days under the guise of singing. Esper Linnamägi is the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir's managing director. He says singing is part of the Estonian identity.
I think that singing somehow has been part of our nation's identity through the centuries already. Because on the 19th of century, we started to hold so-called big song festivals. The first one was 1869. And by the way, next year we are celebrating 150 years from our first song festival. And what it means is that after every 5 years, tens of thousands of people are coming together and singing together. So it is a very big tradition, very important.
Estonian people believe in passing their music from one generation to the next. Mr. Linnamägi says musical education is very important.
In Estonia, musical education is on a quite high level. Our students are having music lessons every week. They can study instruments. There are special music schools. They are singing in the choir, playing instruments in the orchestras. Therefore, yes, I think that I can say that it is a kind of special and important routine in their education.
The national tour runs from the 2nd to the 13th of February. The ensembles will visit Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.